A savior. In our world today, we always make promises to friends, neighbors, or our family. But whenever we make those promises, most of the time, the next thing we know, we have failed to keep those promises and we have a bad relationship with whoever we made the promise with. In the Old Testament, the Israelites made many promises, or covenants, but they could hardly ever keep them, even though God gave them so many chances. So after the Israelites failed to keep their promises to God so many times, God finally sent someone so that every time someone sinned against someone else, they could ask for forgiveness and be forgiven. That someone was God's only son, Jesus, who would later die for our sins. Since God sent Jesus as an unconditional covenant to us, this new covenant has been written on our hearts so that it will be with us wherever we go. The other thing that we no longer have to do is sacrifice animals, because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. So now, whenever we sin, we just have to ask for forgiveness and God will forgive us instead of offering a sacrifice. In the books of Jeremiah and Isaiah, both of those prophets prophesied the new coming of a Messiah who would be the ultimate sacrifice, and in the end, Jesus really did come to save our sins. Jeremiah prophesied that God would send someone full of grace, compassion, and forgiveness, which happened, and Isaiah gave us many pictures of our new Savior, Jesus, which also happened. The reason I chose this visual is because the verse, Luke 2 verse 11, says that today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. And I chose it because it says that the Savior came who loved us so much that he would die for us so we could be saved and he could live with us eternally. What I learned from this lesson is that God loves us so much that he would send his only son to die for us, and that even though we are sinners, he still loves us and wanted to save us because he loves us.